When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hi guys, welcome to Fat Mascara.
Welcome, it's Jessica.
I'm Jen. So, guess what today is? If it's Thursday and you're listening, it is International Fragrance Day.
And really, I celebrate fragrance every day.
Me too. Fragrance Day is every day.
Every day.
Fat Mascara.
On so, every day, we wear fragrance.
So we have something special for you because of that. But first, the topics we're going to cover. A lot of you guys have been DMing us about derma rollers. So we're gonna discuss. Then crowdsourced beauty. Let's be honest. Do the people need the power when it comes to making beauty products? We have some thoughts. And a new line for men of color. I've seen some lines for women of color. This is a really cool skincare line. And we're going to talk about it and some of the concerns that skin type might have.
And then we have the gorgeous, the charismatic, the sensual.
Sensual. I like that.
Killian Hennessy. You may know his fragrances by Killian, and you just may know him from being like a man about town.
And he's going to celebrate Fragrance Day.
Yes,
with us.
I cannot think of a better guest. We got a DM the other day. Loving the DMs, guys. We got a DM that said, this person, her name is Mathilde. She said, what is good when it comes to the derma roller? She goes, they're designed to create micro tears in order to stimulate skin repair. Yes, I've read that too, Mathilde.
I love that our listeners are so well informed. Like, she's coming at us from a place of knowledge already.
Yes.
But we can help expand on that, no?
Yeah. So I have to tell you, I have so many of them in our beauty closet, and I've never dared to take one home because honestly, they scare the bejesus out of me. What about you?
I have done it to myself.
Ooh.
And I didn't do it enough to see an effect,
mm-hmm.
because honestly, it wasn't comfortable for me. So if you guys aren't familiar, we should probably just say what a derma roller is. They look like little like pizza rollers almost with little spikes coming out of them. This came from
a pizza roller, more like the thing I use every morning to clean, to make sure that the lint roller.
Oh, like
to make
a lint
sure
roller.
That, yeah. Because
yeah.
It's a barrel.
It's a barrel with little spikes on it. Came out of a professional service where they would basically they roll it over your face, poke a bunch of tiny, microscopic, mm-hmm. practically invisible holes that then fire up your collagen and get you going and repair your skin from the inside out.
And let's say allegedly fire up the collagen.
I have heard of people that have had great results with them. But I've done some research, and I have a friend, Courtney Dunlop. She runs like a skincare business, and she also wrote a story for me on this. And there's a couple points that I have. I don't know if you have some experience with this. Who'd you talk to about this?
I talked to Dr. Downey.
Oh, you go first.
Yeah,
you have a doctor.
I talked to a doctor.
I think we might have differing opinions, but let's see what the doctor said.
Okay.
What'd you say?
The doctor said, basically, hell to the no on these at-home ones. She said people have given them infections from aggressive use, okay? And basically, she is not a fan. She's not. It's not that she doesn't like the idea of dermarolling in general. She said they can be a good thing because they do help build collagen and smooth fine lines, but in the wrong set of hands. And I'm going to say, I'm just going to venture to say, people who have not don't have experience putting thousands of tiny holes in their face, that's me, okay? They can cause irritation and redness of the skin. She's all about controlled microneedling, and that's what you get in a derm's office.
It's true. They have better control. But here's some other tips because you know people are still going to try this. The thing is, the rollers are hard because every time you roll over, the spike is coming in at a different angle. You really can't control how perpendicular they are to the skin. Whereas the derma stamps, are you familiar with those?
What is a derma stamp?
It's just the spikes are on like it almost looks like a rubber stamp, and they go in one direction only. So you don't roll it. You just stamp it around your face. Mm-hmm. Nurse Jamie has one of these. And a lot of estheticians and the doctors that do recommend, do say it's okay to do at home, prefer these because you can be really exact about getting it perpendicular to skin, so you're not like causing a tear. It's just like the tiny, tiny puncture. Mm. The other thing is the length of the needles. Very, 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 very important. So at home, you're not supposed to have a needle that is longer than 0.25 millimeters. And you can buy ones that are longer for sure, easily. But the Nurse Jamie one is actually 0.2 millimeters. So I like that.
Here's my take on the situation. Do you have more, Jen?
I might, but go on. I want to hear your take.
Okay. I think that there are so many other more sophisticated and elegant ways of stimulating collagen and getting a glow or whatever your aunt or, you know, this seems like the main thing is stimulating collagen. Retinol, peptides. Why are we like bringing in this like medieval looking device and rolling our faces with needles?
Isn't it like a lo-fi facial?
The lo-fi facial is the
gaucha.
You were not baked. This is like the Hannibal Lecter. This is like the torture facial. This is the I hate myself facial. This is I have too much time on my hands.
But I do see when you want to have like you want to know it's working. Like it feels like, oh, this must be working because it's doing something. All right. Let me just add a couple more caveats if you're
going
to try
it,
because you know people are. You can only use these like 5 times max, and lots of people say just throw it out after one use. If you're going to reuse it, you need to disinfect it with 90% alcohol. Like you can't. That's the problem. People have had issues. Say you roll it over some cystic acne. By the way, if you have cystic acne, you should not be doing this. You're going to take the bacteria and then reinfect other areas of your skin. So that's a problem too.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, if you're going to do it, just go with the stamp versions, not the roller versions, or take Jess's even safer advice and go to the doctor's office or a trained esthetician to get this done, or get yourself a nice peptide serum, right?
I mean, like, you know what I'm doing right now?
What
it's
are you
like
doing?
Kind of like not, it's like the same, but like a little different. I'm doing like an at-home peel that like goes over the course of a month, and that's supposed to like boost collagen and radiance and all that. This is so much more user-friendly, the idea of like having this thing lying around and then like sanitizing it and like having my open pores, like putting on my sheet at night. You
agree,
know?
But say you have a lot of ingredient sensitivities. This has zero ingredients, so which seems counterintuitive because sensitive skin, why are you going to go poking holes in it? But I feel it might be like if it works for you, work it, but make sure you keep those guidelines in mind. Jeez. Do not buy one of these professional ones online
and just start.
You should not see the holes. You should not bleed.
Buyer beware, dude.
Yes. Hope that was helpful.
Jen, you know, we meet with many different brands all day long. I see you meeting with people. That's not the fun part of being on the same floor. I'm like, Jen's taking a meeting. And then you'll see me like, she's taking a meeting.
Do we take meetings with the same people one after each other?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had this meeting recently, and I kind of felt like I was having deja vu all over again. a lot of the meetings are about using this term, community driven or community sourced. And I said, like, you got to hold up, guys. I was like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of thought it was one of these like buzzwords. Like, you know, I always have jokes about like, out of the box or like,
just the white space.
The white space, disrupt it, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, how? I'll do it. Just tell me what to do, you know?
Yeah.
It's community driven. And what they meant was they like poll a bunch of people, or they poll their like, you know, their audience, either that they have now or, you know, their prospective audience to create the product that I am looking at. And I've seen this with at least 10 brands in the past year.
Yeah, Volition is one of them. Mm-hmm. They literally let you vote on which product gets made next. Glossier is like the OG example, right? Yeah. Some of their early products, they took Instagram followers and took their ideas and brought them to fruition. What do you think of the
way? Remember, we had this conversation with Jen Atkin. She's like, you know, that's how I listen to my clients or my fans. She said, you know, when I was doing the line, she's like, should I do X, make it like rose or make it like this? And I said, like, what about you? You're the expert. And she said, like, oh, she like leaned back. She goes, you need to lose the ego. And like we titled the episode of that. And I was all like, shit. OK, Jen.
I just remembered another one. Julep did that, too.
Yes, yes. And it just got, you know, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong here, but it got me thinking, Jen, like,
what, Jess?
I really wonder if this is the way forward because of all of the social media, or if, like, you know, are we losing brands like voices
and authority?
Yes.
I see your point, because I'll give this example. 20 years ago, did you know you wanted a little computer in your pocket that held all your music? You did not. If you went and polled 5,000 people, I seriously doubt you would have come up with the iPhone. You know what I mean? Like,
I still don't know how to truly unlock my iPhone's true potential.
Right. So my point is, a lot of the best inventions are things that people don't even know that they want. So I see where you are meeting unmet needs, but every crowdsourced product that I've seen has truly been, they think it's revolutionary. I'm like, that's out there. The other people just couldn't find it. Do you know what I mean? They'll be like, so we're the first brand to do this vitamin C serum that doesn't cause sensitivity. And I'm like, there's like 20 of those already. But thank you for thinking that you're the first brand. So I worry that if you look too much to crowd-driven data, you're not going to innovate, because there's people out there that don't even know that there's the potential to have a product. You know what I mean?
So I don't want to give away your million-dollar idea, but like, what do you feel like is missing
in the beauty world?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're putting me on the spot.
Jackie, you can bleep this out if it's really good.
No, I have an answer, because I actually DM'd with one of our listeners about this.
Sure.
Fat tubes. Fat tubes is a need. You guys know how I love a tubing mascara.
Yeah, sure.
They are notoriously bad at creating drama, thickness, and length. They're really just darkening and sort of like a little bit of definition and separation on your lashes. And Blink, one of my favorites, came out with like an amplified version, but it ain't amplified. We need a thickening tubing mascara.
Okay.
I don't know if the technology is out there, and this is why you need brands, but crowdsource me, that's what I want.
That's interesting. So it's a mascara that makes the lashes thicker. They don't just coat them.
Right. And it's still the tubing, so it'll slide off with water. It won't smudge no matter what, but it's thickening. And listen, if you're out there, don't tell me the hourglass one again. You guys, I tried that. People sent me that one. It's definitely a little bit more drama, but it still smudges.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's an unmet need. Did you have one in mind, an unmet? Let's crowdsource Jess right now.
I am looking for like a dewy product, like for a dewy face stuff that lasts more than like 10 minutes.
Oh, they all slide off.
They slide off. Like I walk out, I'm like, I am a dewy goddess. I am like, you know, Goop personified. And like I get on the subway and it's not there anymore.
And the Chanel Bomb de Chanel that Veal.
I love that. That's actually the most long lasting
one. Chia told us about.
Yes. I'm sorry. I spoke over you. Say it again so people know the product.
It's Bomb de Chanel. We'll put a link on the blog. It's honestly one of the best dewy products. Better than that Ciate stick, which I also still love the dewy stick, but this one sticks around a little bit.
It's really good. So, okay, we're halfway there. Thank you, Chanel. Couldn't have thought of that myself.
But I see your point. Like, as we get more into crowdsourced data and the products coming out of it, are we going to miss out on products we didn't even know we needed?
Yeah, I love it. Keep thinking of that wax stuff. Think out of the box. So Jen, I saw this news article about a brand that really caught my eye.
Tell me about it.
Okay. I love when I can read about brands that I don't like get public, you know, PR emails.
Well, just so you know, guys, we do our homework. It's not just like we sit there waiting for publicists to pitch us stuff. We're out there looking for new stuff for you all the time.
I'm always looking for cool stories for you guys. And if you guys have cool stories, email me too. Okay. So there's a brand called Ceylon. Ceylon. It's a skincare brand developed to help men of color adopt an effective skincare routine. So they developed this with advisor Dr. Lynn McKinley Grant. And the idea behind it is that this product becomes out of a need. And that's because men of color, according to research, it says that they're disproportionately affected by skin concerns such as acne scarring, eczema, razor bumps, and this one did not surprise me at all, hyperpigmentation, something mm-hmm. that we've been hearing a lot about on this topic.
It's funny, when you showed me the article, I was like, that's interesting, because I've seen several skincare lines for women of color or just unisex, mm-hmm. and that spoke to me because I was like, you're right, there isn't something for this. So I looked into the founder, or it was the co-founder's backstory, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how he had acne, and like you just said, disproportionately affects this segment of the population. But one of the main ingredients for acne is benzoyl peroxide, right?
Ingredients to treat it.
To fight acne. Yeah, yeah. So like that's just what you're going to get. But if you have dark skin, I don't know if people know this, benzoyl peroxide is a lightening agent. It's peroxide.
It will bleach like anything in its path.
Tell me out there, people, I bet if you didn't realize you had a face wash with benzoyl peroxide, your towels then got this like weird lighter color right in the center where you dry your face.
It usually happens after you throw it in the wash and dry it.
Yeah, and then it just like builds up over time. Now imagine, this isn't quite the same analogy with the skin cell and melanin, yeah. obviously, but on darker skin, it can have a lightening effect. So there you are trying to get rid of your acne, and now you have like
yeah.
pale spots on your face.
Yes, it says one of the founders
had that very issue.
One of the co-founders, his name is Blake. He said that he was using an over-the-counter skincare product recommended by his derm, and he said it ended up bleaching his skin, leaving him with a pale, washed-out complexion.
I mean, I don't know if it was benzoyl peroxide, but that was
we don't know, but I think that's very interesting.
We should find him and ask him now. Now he should come on the show.
I know.
But so they're treating those skin concerns in a way that isn't going to cause a problem on top of the old problem.
Exactly.
Also, I like the name. It's like the tea. Ceylon tea. You've ever drank it?
I think Ceylon's just like a color.
It's also a place in Sri Lanka, I believe.
I gotta look into this. Well, when we have him on, we can ask him about the origin of the name. But I also love that, you know, we are seeing a lot more of these brands for people of color. Urban Skin RX, which I, you know, that brand is awesome. Like the formulas are great. It's, you know, all about lightening and brightening. Specific Beauty is another brand.
And Specific Beauty was actually founded by a woman of color, which mm-hmm. also I know is important to some people when they're looking at these products. Heather Woolery, she's a great doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think of some other ones, but we can put some links on the blog.
Yeah, there's quite a few. So if you tried any of these brands, please let us know what you think, and we'll keep our eye out for this trend.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I love beauty, so I am willing to experiment when it comes to, say, makeup or new lip color. But with hair care, if I find something that actually works, I do not need to mess around and keep trying other things. For me, lately, that's been Vegamore, a line designed to make your hair and scalp visibly healthier. Jess and I started using Vegamore about 10 months ago now. I've been using the Grow Serum, and I think I've mentioned this on the podcast, but my hair is growing faster than ever. It's not just growing longer, it's thicker too. Like, people have been noticing and telling me how great it looks. And I'm not gonna lie, I kind of love when people notice my hair. I use the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum and their revitalizing shampoo and conditioner, but I have to mention that you should not sleep on their dry shampoo. It's great for in-between wash days, but it doesn't build up like some other dry shampoos, and it smells really good too. If you get one of Vegamore's value kits, like the Grow Essentials Kit or the Everyday Kit, which actually has the dry shampoo I was talking about, you can try more than one amazing product at a great savings. And when you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save even more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. If you want gorgeous, healthy hair, the key is consistency, and Vegamore makes it easy. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. Give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, Fat Mascara listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/fatmascara and using the code FATMASCARA at checkout. That's Vegamore, VEGAMOUR.com/fatmascara, code FATMASCARA to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR, vegamore.com/fatmascara, code FATMASCARA. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
We are here with Killian Hennessy, the founder, the creator, the guy behind By Killian. We're very happy to have him here. I feel like you don't really like come out and like hit the scene too often. You're not doing lots of podcast interviews.
No, actually, it's my first one.
You came here in like leather gloves and like a jacket and just looking very Killian-ish.
Yeah. Also, did we mention By Killian is a fragrance company? And
I
so
think
much
I said
more.
By Killian fragrances.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome
but
to Fat Mascara.
He's also like the best scented man ever.
Thank you.
Okay. So I don't want to embarrass you, but I said Killian Hennessy. Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Hennessy. You're Hennessy.
You sound very sexy when you say it.
Oh, it's kind of hot in this little pod box. What does that mean? And what led you to fragrance?
What does it mean to be Hennessy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, really. What I know is that when I was young, I felt the name to be a strong pressure, to be heavy on my shoulders.
Of the Hennessy dynasty, if any of you don't know what I'm talking
all
about.
All I know is the liquors.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
It's, okay. It's, yeah. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
The cognac liquor.
Yeah, of course.
Like rappers were like throwing it around in like the 90s and like early 2000s.
Yeah, and it keeps and it's still on.
Okay.
Yeah. No, what I knew after college is that, or even before college, is that I didn't want to work for my family. This is something that I knew I didn't want to do. I still had no idea what I would want to do. But when I was in college, I did a semantic and semiology kind of university.
Where did you go to school?
It's a school that's part of Paris 4 Sorbonne, and it's called mm-hmm. CELSA. It's a five-year program that trains to all communication and marketing jobs. And during my last year, I wrote a thesis on the semantics of sense.
Mm.
And in order to understand what I would be writing about, I did a nose school in parallel with my fifth year. And when I started smelling essential oils and synthetic notes and raw materials, I was hooked immediately, like first day, first second. So, I knew immediately that perfume was going to become my world.
So, I mean, there are some parallels. There's some relationship between. They're both very kind of sensual luxury items.
I think you're right. When I think back, I feel that
they're not needs.
True.
I need liquor and perfume. I don't know about you.
I agree. I mean, past 8 p.m., I do need.
There's sort of like refinement to both of them.
Yes. And, you know, it's funny. I feel that it was close enough to the world of cognac to mm-hmm. feel comfortable, but far enough to keep my family at a distance.
Why did you want to be so removed from your family business? I always feel like, oh, I wish I had like a sweet family business I could just kind of like slide into.
Depends on which family you were born.
Oh, okay.
So what was your family's reaction when you just announced, I'm going to go make fragrance?
I had different reactions from different people. But in general, it was not an issue because Hennessy was already part of a much bigger conglomerate called LVMH, who didn't belong to the family anymore.
Right.
So it's not like you're leaving the family business. You know, mm-hmm. the business was not a family business mm-hmm. anymore.
Was anybody surprised about the perfume thing? Or they're like, this fits with Killian's personality.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So you're one of the few fragrance brands that's very sensual in its approach. And I shouldn't say few. Fragrance has always had a long history with, like, you know, Calvin Klein being very sexy, YSL being very sexy. But I think right now I love it. I think it's very interesting that you are just so like, this is my brand. It's going to be sensual. It's going to be audacious. And it's very distinctive. You don't waver from it. Why do you take this approach?
Well, I don't really think in those terms. I do.
I'm not saying it's like sexy, like, you know,
especially
like in your
for
face.
A it's a niche brand with a lot of them going more about the ingredients or things like that. And you're about, you know.
Sorry to interrupt you. I don't mean like you started to speak. I just mean like it's not afraid. It's not wishy-washy.
No.
As a strong point of view.
I think two things. One, when I built my brand 12 years ago, obviously, the competition was all about raw materials. And I understand the need, why they needed to go back to naming perfume just by the main ingredient the perfume is supposed to capture. But frankly, it has never been the origin of perfumery. You know, when you go back to the 18th century, the Eau de Cologne, you have great names, you know. Even if you look at the birth of Guerlain and perfumes like L'Heure Bleue or Chalimard, those are not, I mean, and Chalimard, just to give you an idea, Chalimard is the first use of synthesized vanilla in a perfume. Guerlain, who is a chemist, could very well call his perfume vanilla. But he's inventing a structure, and for him, he's expressing the Orient.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a vision. So in order to express this vision, he calls his perfume Shalimar, which is an Indian word, blah, blah, blah. But what I mean is that the perfume and the name need to be combined together because it's very hard for someone who doesn't really has the proper culture when it comes to perfume. And frankly, it's a long process to acquire that culture. For someone who doesn't have the culture, when you smell perfume, you don't really know what you're smelling, you know. But if you put a name on the scent, then you're narrowing down the emotion. You're telling the person, this is what I'm trying to express. This mm-hmm. is the emotion that I'm trying to express. So for me, words and scent go so well together. probably also because that's my background.
You and know, your thesis, right?
Exactly. So, but again, I also think it's the origin of perfumery, you know? If I take another example like L'Heure Bleue, when Monsieur Guerlain goes see the bottle designer, because also every son had a different bottle at Guerlain. So even again, the chemist that was Guerlain understood the power of the bottle, the influence that the bottle will have on the perception of the scent. So when he creates L'Heure Bleue, for him, L'Heure Bleue is this moment in Paris when the sun sets, but there is still light in the sky, and it's a gorgeous blue. And so he's talking to the designer about his love of Paris. Mm-hmm. And that's why the designer has the idea, because he keeps hearing his love for Paris, to create a bottle where the cap looks like a heart upside down. Mm. But without the name L'Heure Bleue, there is no story about his love, and there is not this iconic bottle today at Guerlain.
Yeah.
So for me, perfume has always been a triptych: bottle, name, and scent.
So
always.
On your bottles, your logo, you also have a shield, right? Or you also have a shield, like emblem?
Yes. So we all know that perfume is very much about seduction, you know?
Yeah.
When you go out on a date, you do put perfume on and you're hoping that the scent will magically attract the person in front of you. But when you go to work in the morning, I don't know about you, but I'm not specifically in seduction mode. Unless...
you're not allowed anymore.
It's true. It's
no,
true.
No.
No, it's true. It's a no-no today, especially in the U.S. No. But let's imagine another country than the U.S. Unless you have someone in your floor that you're having an eye on, you know, usually not in seduction mode. But when you close your eyes and you think about the moment where you put perfume on yourself before leaving the house, for me, you're putting a layer between you and the outside world. You're mm-hmm. putting a shield.
It's true.
And that's why I wanted to give protective, like a shield and a protective powers to my perfumes.
I love that.
By carving a shield motif on the sides.
What's a good, I know what you're probably going to say it depends on the person, but I just have to ask you, like, what's a good work for fragrance? Like work, or for you, like what do you...
A good work? What do you mean?
Like a good work fragrance. Like I don't put
to
on
to
like
office.
A very
to go
sexy
to the office.
Fragrance.
Or like
work to
out.
To work.
What kind of work are we talking about?
No, like I don't put. I actually would like to know what you work out in, like what fragrance.
I want to put on a repellent sometimes. Like don't talk to me. I'm busy.
Yeah. Like there are fragrances.
Well, there's many brands for that.
I definitely don't. There's some fragrances I wouldn't dare put on for work. Wouldn't dare. But I'm curious to know what kind of protective fragrances you would put on for work, or what kind of like power fragrances. Like, what do you think is a good like work, meaning office fragrance?
Well, when I go to a work environment, I want a perfume that is more chic, mm-hmm. not too powerful, because you're not. Again, you're not in a work environment to leave a trail behind you. Mm-hmm. You want something that stays rather close to you, mm-hmm. feels chic and feels, yeah, a bit more chilled, probably.
What from your collection?
Oh, so many. I don't know. You could wear Vodka on the Rocks, which is fresh but a very long-lasting mm-hmm. freshness. If you're a woman, you could wear Good Girl Gone Bad, which is actually an iconic scent. But for me, it's above that. It's a very beautiful bouquet of flowers. Like we don't do anymore because we don't barely use those natural flowers anymore in perfume. And Good Girl Gone Bad is really a whirlwind of flowers. It's absolute after absolute after absolute. It's actually my most expensive perfume to produce.
And you're talking about romance and sensuality and also the shields. But you're cheeky, too. There's a sense of humor, even with the names Vodka on the Rocks, Good Girl Gone Bad. What's the clutch you like about being 29?
Oh, it says, like, I will be 29 until further notice. I'm mm-hmm. just like, I love Killian. He's just so cute.
It's now making
He's
sense
funny.
Now that I know, like, what your background is and your thesis. But, like, what makes you laugh? Like, did you think that was missing? Because I always think humor is missing from
marketing.
I actually
feel that it doesn't exist in the perfume market,
right?
The sense of humor.
None.
So... And I love it personally. So,
what's like?
Again, I'm not trying to do things for specific reasons. I try to be very honest about my creative process, and everything I do is very personal and, in a way, kind of autobiographic. I feel like in 20 years, we can write a book by all the names of the scents.
Oh, we'll know your life. Okay, how about this, though? I do this when I'm like, I need a good laugh, and I just go on YouTube. I have a couple videos that I go back to again and again. Jess and I have some in common. What makes you laugh? That, like, when you're in a mood and you just need a good laugh?
Probably a French movie.
Which French movie?
Would you know an actor called Louis de Funès?
I'll pretend I do. Okay. Yes, of course.
So you should watch Louis de Funès movies.
Okay, they make you laugh.
Die laughing.
All right, now I got to get on that. I got to learn French first.
Maybe there are subtitles.
It would help. No, actually,
it
wouldn't help because it's so much about his mimics and the faces he makes. And it's one of the greatest actors.
Okay. We're talking about expansion, okay. Right?
So you recently, I love this, you recently had a party at your home for your new scented lipsticks. I'm not making this up. Okay. Only you could have a lavish party for the most lavish perfume lipstick. And they're gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's not your first expansion, though. You also did beautifully perfumed scented, that's redundant, beautifully perfumed lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
You also have done clutches, which you just mentioned.
Jewelry, scented jewelry.
Scented jewelry. I love the jewelry. Is stunning. The jewelry looks like it's, you know, belongs in the windows of Cartier. I mean, it's
because
stunning.
They've been designed by an amazing jewelry designer named Elie Topp. Elie was the jewelry designer for Lanvin under Albert Elbaz for 15 years.
Wow.
So everything you have seen during the Albert Elbaz years at Lanvin, it's all designed by Elie.
Wow. So what did you always know that you wanted to expand when you came up with your line? Was it like, I'm going to start with fragrance, or has this been a natural evolution?
Well, again, it's funny because for me, it's not that new. Back in the days when the streets were not smelling like they smell today, people were wearing what we call pomander. There was those necklaces and they had a kind of an egg shape around the neck, and the egg was containing a potpourri of smells. So whenever they were crossing a street where the smell was not up to their liking, they would just take the necklace and take it close to the nose so they could go through the streets. But it looked like a piece of jewelry. And when you look at my jewelry, the way it works is that there is a mechanic system where the jewelry opens and we can slide a ceramic stone that can be scented with any perfume of your choice. But the way women wear it is actually exactly the same gesture as back in the 18th century. They play with it, they smell it. There's something really fun about it.
Yeah.
And when they wear the ring or the bracelet, each time they take their phone, which is rather often right now, they get whips of perfume. So
right.
The one comment we're getting from all the women wearing the jewelry is that they actually get to enjoy their perfume again. Because let's be honest, the perfume, you like it when you try a new scent, you smell it the first few days. But after a while, you don't smell your own scent. It's actually a pleasure that you give everyone around you except yourself.
Right.
But with the jewelry, you get to rediscover your own scent.
That's a nice way to do it. We need that on the subway when we're coming to the pod.
Yeah. And I won't talk about the scented lingerie because that was an experience.
This is a podcast. You have to talk about it. You don't just drop that line.
It was positive, or was it, you moved on from it?
Oh, my God. It was so funny. So I did this collaboration under the Estée Lauder Company's era time. And it was one of the first...
Sorry, it was under the Estée Lauder...
Like, I did this project. My company was already acquired by Estée Lauder Companies.
Yeah, so we're going to get to that in a second.
So when I was alone, I would do the products I want.
Boss.
I would just ask anything to anyone.
Yeah.
But in the case of Estée Lauder Companies, there is processes.
Oh, my God. Did you go rogue?
No, I did not go rogue. But... So in the case of the lingerie, what you scent is the lace. You don't scent the silk. You scent the lace.
Okay.
But the legal team...
Yeah?
The legal team at Estée Lauder Companies were not so much afraid about the top art, but rather afraid about potential consequences of the panty.
You need me on. Listen, you need me on your board.
Are we talking like medical consequences?
No, itching.
We're talking. Yes, we're talking about all
sensitive
that
sensitive area. Yeah.
So absolutely. You should see me on my knees, trying to see exactly if the lace
touches the sensitive.
Would potentially touch.
Yeah, because if you're sleeping and you're rolling around, Killian.
Well, don't give ideas to them now.
Okay, sorry. Is it still available?
No, but I know. No, we almost sold out, but. I know that you had John Dempsey on your podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point, the panty had to finish on his desk and he had to approve the signature of the release of the panty.
Oh, my God.
He knows what's up. I'm sure he was like, you know what? This is a great idea. This will stand alone. It brings up, though, what it's like to work with a new boss. You're a niche brand new and you've been acquired.
I think it's more fun. It's fun to do projects like that because if my life had to be for the next 20 years to just do one new scent every year, mm-hmm. I think I would just shoot myself.
Do you still have your freedom? How has it been now that you're part of a big conglomeration? We talk about this a lot on the podcast, niche brands getting acquired and what that means. What did it mean for
Frankly,
you?
Frankly, I feel very lucky because
you were acquired in 2016?
February 2016, correct. Okay. Wow.
To be fair, I did...
You did some research. No, I think it's fantastic for us to be part of Estée Lauder companies for two reasons. One is that the group has an amazing track record to build brands. Mm-hmm. And they build brands by building the desirability of the brand, not by building success stories products where you stack them up and combine, they create an equity. They really build the brand itself. What you want is the brand, you know, not a specific product, which I think is amazing. The other thing is that they put founders and creative directors on a pedestal. And I don't have to get any approval for any new scent.
Except for the panties.
That's amazing.
That was a different, but for any new scent,
yeah.
I just don't need any approval.
That's great. No consumer testing. We'll see if it plays well in, like, you know, Mississippi.
No, but obviously because our market is not that big enough to do that.
Right.
You don't have to do that huge volume.
No.
So how do you get inspired to create different scents? Like, where do you – are you someone that's like, oh, I'm going to mood board the hell out of this for, you know, 3 months? Or is it like you were in the kitchen one day and you're like, I'm feeling China. I'm inspired, or like, I saw a movie last night, and like, what's your process like?
So it's a process in two steps. One, for me, it's the emotion, and the emotion is carried by the name. So if I can do a parallel, I would say first comes the script, and then the acting. Well, exactly the same for me. First, the name of the scent, and that provokes the emotion that I'm trying to convey. And then I go see the perfumer and we discuss together, usually based on an accord that I give to the perfumer, we expand the accord to try to express the emotion carried by the name.
Jumping back for a second, just back to business stuff. So much of the conversation when we talk to fragrance executives, and we had this conversation a little bit with John on a broader scale, was, you know, how do we capture the attention of the millennial? And I think when it comes to fragrance, that conversation feels especially fraught because, you know, they want to see things, they want to Instagram it, blah, blah, blah. Is this something that, you know, is on your mind at all, or do you just do what you do?
No, we did a collection that is called My Kind of Love, which is aimed for another type of distribution than the distribution where I was previously distributed, which is the department store distribution. This new collection is sold for now exclusively at Sephora, which is especially in the US. It won't be the case in other countries, but in the US, this is really where the millennial customer shops.
Yeah, for the party for that, there was a tattoo artist. You know, I waited in line for a tattoo and I didn't get one.
Really?
But some of my friends did.
Yeah, a lot of people got a tattoo.
That was the party.
It was such a fun party.
Oh my God, that party
was
dope.
Last summer or 2 summers ago?
No, not last summer.
Last summer. Yeah.
Did you get a tattoo?
No, I had to give my place.
Do you have any tattoos?
No.
He just wanted everyone else to get them.
But it works. He's got a stamp on everyone.
Which one do you have?
I didn't get it at the party, but I have lots all over. We'll look later.
One of, like, the sweetest girls on our team got some.
That wasn't an invitation. Sorry.
remember, it was an Erin?
She got her very first tattoo.
Oh, my God. It was like suddenly I was looking. She was like, I think I might go. I think I might get a tattoo. I was like, cool. See you tomorrow. And then I looked at night at home. I saw an Instagram video of her getting a tattoo. Yep. I mean, that party was pretty epic.
Yeah. Well, so you know the millennial mindset, it seems.
Okay. And then what – I'm like jumping around all over, but there's just so much to talk about, Killian. We're talking about like your process. I also read that like you think about your collections because they do have like nice themes as books.
Yeah.
So I remember there was like kind of like the, let's call it like for argument's sake, like the druggy one. Like
the druggy one?
No. The addictions.
The vices one. It had like the cat.
It's much more romantic if you call it vices.
Continue. Like, I'm going to be out of job by tomorrow.
No.
We're friends with John. We'll call him.
No,
it's fine.
I love you and I love your fragrances so much. The cannabis one. Cannabis, vodka, cognac, smoke for the soul. That was the cannabis one.
Mm-hmm. Cigar.
Cigar.
Monte Cristo.
But then there was like
Turkish
one.
Turkish coffee.
Oh, that was a good one too. Then you have like... one that's all like love, right? Like goes straight to heaven. Like I'm like trying to show him that like I really like his fragrances.
What book is next? Like
what's
coming
up? Library.
So I love
what's the story you want to tell.
I love to create collections with multiple scents at once because it allows me to create really a story, really an olfactive book, if you want.
So what's going on?
But the
now?
Issue, to be honest, is that there's always one that overshadows everybody else. And it's sometimes I feel that it's a bit of a shame because I'm very proud of two scents or three scents. And one is suddenly so successful that at the counter, everyone pushes the one that is very successful. And the two others just get lost behind. So we're not going to do that anymore because I feel like it's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, there's scents that I absolutely adore. And they didn't get a chance.
What's like an unsung, like now is your chance. Can you tell us some sense that didn't get the play that they deserved?
Yeah. For example, in the last collection that I launched called From Dusk Till Dawn, it was a collection homage to Gustav Klimt. Mm-hmm. And there are two scents, one called Woman in Gold and one called Gold Knight, Knight with a K. Gold Knight is probably right now my favorite scent. I love it. I keep wearing it. I think each time I wear it, I get so many compliments. But Woman in Gold is something fantastic about a woman, you know, a woman who is a woman in gold. And this scent has become a top seller immediately. Mm-hmm. And in the collection, this is the one that is being pushed over and over. So, and this one lost traction, you know, and it's really hard to bring back traction once no one really, it didn't work out.
Wait, Woman in Gold or Gold Knight?
The Gold Knight
didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch this podcast come out and there's like a huge jump. Gold Knight, you heard it here. Go get it.
So the next one would be a solo.
And what is that going to be? Or can we know?
It's really the theme that I love, that are meaningful for me. So love and addictions.
Fab. Okay.
Or the addiction of love.
What am I supposed to ask about next? The home?
Yeah.
I'm like, I lost track of my questions.
I know. We're like taken.
You don't do home fragrance, do you?
I do. We have candles.
What does your house smell like?
Well, during the party, the house smelled a scent called Song of Songs.
Song of Songs.
Song of Songs.
And what does that smell like?
It's resins and incense. Okay. So a little bit more spiritual, woodsy spiritual. But usually my house smells like a scent called French boudoir, which is a tuberose.
Okay. I mean, you say French boudoir and I know immediately. It's like powdery and like backstage at the Moulin Rouge kind of smell.
Exactly.
I feel like you love tuberose. I feel like you bring it up a lot.
It is my favorite flower.
It's powerful.
It's carnal.
It is. It is. But the truth is that it's a flower that has been mistreated by perfumers for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And because tuberose is so expensive, perfumers were reconstituting a tuberose using synthetic raw materials. And those synthetic combined together create something very strong, which is not the reality of the real flower.
Mm-hmm.
When I work on the tuberose, I only work with absolute tuberose, never the reconstitution.
So we want to smell a real tuberose. We need to spend we need to spend money, and it's not going to disappoint.
If you like those flowers, no.
Okay. So I feel like people have, at least in the industry, obviously not your close friends and coworkers, but they kind of think Killian, this like dashing, debonair, like jet set, like they got this like caricature like idea of who you are. It's also like your sense and stuff. Can you tell us something that is going to surprise us?
I mean, jet set, really not.
You're not jet set?
Really?
Just home?
No, I love to go out, but I love to go out with friends. I don't go out to public events, rarely, very little.
So, like, are you just, like, watching TV at home?
No, I don't do
Maybe
that either.
That's it. See, you're not surprising us. This is all what we would picture.
Like, tell us something that, like, what do you
do? No, to be honest, I don't go out every night. I love staying at home and having dinner with my wife. I love that. But I do love to have a social life, but I don't do big dinners. I do one big dinner at home usually every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then otherwise, I love foursome dinners.
Are you getting like a frozen dinner? I just want to picture
you at home.
Yeah,
like I just want to know like something that's like that we don't know about Killian. Something that's going to surprise
us. Something we don't know.
Like, I don't
like when John Dempsey told us that he like his favorite product was like the pet cleaner stuff that he used. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you can't picture John Dempsey cleaning up after like a cat that peed his house, you know?
And he loves Denny's.
And he loves Denny's.
What's your Denny's moment?
I don't even know what Denny's is.
Oh my God. You know what? Killian, you're really living on brand.
No, you know what? It's so funny. That's not the first time. One day I was doing a PA in Houston at a woman's house. And there's all those Texas women.
Yeah, yes. It's like this must have been some house.
And at one point I was with my wife and one of them looks at me like, she's like, "Oh my God, you are so cute. I could eat you like a Cheeto."
And you said, "What is a
Cheeto?"
And
I said, "Honey, what is a Cheeto?"
So did you get a Cheeto? Do you know what a Cheeto is today?
No, I know what a Cheeto is today. Yes.
He's got nothing. He's on brand. Right.
You live your brand.
You do.
You don't disappoint.
I told you, I'm honest about it.
Thank you.
They got the right guy.
Yeah. Should we ask about even
worth
I just
penny.
Want to end the interview right here. Should we ask about other products?
No, you're great.
We're done.
Killian. You're
fantastic.
I adore you. J'adore.
No, that's very Dior.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
Okay. No, yeah,
no you have to finish on something
okay,
else.
Hold on. Killian.
You're a bad boy gone good. I don't know.
I could eat you like a Cheeto.
That's it. Fun.
That was awesome.
Guess what it's time for?
What's the time?
Raising a wand.
Okay.
I can't go after that fabulous French man and just start singing. I need to be more sophisticated like him. He was so sophisticated.
I feel like he does not suffer fools.
He doesn't. So he doesn't like me at all. No, just kidding. Okay, what are you raising a wand to?
Okay, so I am raising a wand to the cutest little makeup brush set. You know, you and I have been traveling a lot lately, and I feel like it's not...
We did not even address this on this episode.
Oh, God.
Our fiasco. But yes, so we made dreadful. Fabulous content for you guys when we tried to go to South by Southwest.
Oh, my
but
God. That was so pathetic.
It was. What is the brush
okay,
set?
Okay, so, well, I didn't have a chance to really glam up during that American Airlines, like, nightmare. But this is the Jenny Patinkin. I hope I'm saying her name right. She's a fabulous makeup artist. She has a luxury vegan, did you hear me, guys? Vegan makeup brush set, and it's a little petite guy. I'm showing the room, showing the class.
I know this brush set. It's adorable.
It's adorable. It comes in this, like, faux croc
canister.
Little case. Yeah, it's a canister. It's like faux croc. And it has five makeup brushes, everything from lip liner, which I don't really use. I'm not a lip liner, a smudge. I do use the smudge for my liner
mm-hmm.
to like a blush brush, crease, everything. They are soft like butter. And I know that was my throat. I'm sorry. I'm drinking water fast, man. I'm just chugging. So what I like is, when I have to pack, I hate packing. Like, that's one of the things I'm worst at. And I know that if I chuck this little thing in, I can put that in my Charlotte Tilbury face palette.
The 5-minute face palette.
5-minute face palette.
I do the same thing.
Plus this canister and a lipstick and a mascara. Bam, at least the makeup is sorted.
It's true. And I also like that some of the brush kits, they get smushed or they're trying to put the cap on and then the fibers turn down because that canister has a lot of room in it.
Yes.
You just throw them in there. You don't have to worry about like sliding them into teeny tiny slots.
It's not
in a brush,
fussy.
Like in a folding brush kit. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
I hate doing
when
that.
When it's like a little pencil case and they have, oh, stick the brush in this little like
slot. It's like
slot.
Threading a needle to get the brush in the kit.
You've got
Intern
it,
Tiff
Jen.
Is nodding. Yes. She agrees with
Intern
me.
Intern Tiff is like feeling this.
Preach.
So this thing, it's $65. Avi, not cheap, but like they're super, super luxe. And I also just love that like this is a woman who clearly gets other women. And, you know, I want to travel in style even when I'm held up like hostage in the Charlotte airport.
In the Country Inn and Suites in a double bed with me.
It's look into it. If you travel a lot, give yourself this little treat because Lord knows you need them sometimes. Travel's not easy.
That's a good one. Okay, so we had daylight savings, so I'm outside in more sunlight, mm-hmm. and I do try to be sunscreen all year round, but I, like, step it up this time of year. Mm-hmm. I have a new amazing one that I seriously think doubles as a BB cream. It's Tizo, T-I-Z-O, 3 Age-Defying Fusion Tinted Sunscreen. Tinted sunscreens are tricky because if you don't have the right skin tone for that particular tint, you're like, great, that's now I'm putting on foundation that doesn't match.
Yeah.
This one is weirdly, the color looks like it's going to be really pigmented, but it is so sheer, and I've tried it on other people, and it works on a lot of skin tones. It also has this, like, I want to say primer silicone-y feel, almost like a Smashbox mm-hmm. primer, where it just sort of, like, floats onto your skin and disappears. Mm-hmm. But you get this full-ass coverage. I think it's SPF.
Let me see.
SPF 40. Do you know this one?
I don't know this brand.
And the other thing is it looks very medical, so you're like, eh, boring. It looks like I don't know. It just looks like Elta MD or Obagi Medical. But this is like a sophisticated cosmetic product that is masquerading as a sunscreen in my mind.
Wow, tricky.
So I think it's like $40, and you can get it even cheaper at Walmart, I believe. So we'll put links on the blog, but that's my raise a wand for this week.
Vastly different, but I like it. Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social, @fatmascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
5.
5, please.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.